Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that there is great unfinished business. Business about picking up, finding, locating, and arresting, and hopefully punishing a vicious gunman in Maine who seems to have disappeared. Is he on a boat somewhere? He apparently owned a boat, and that boat is no longer where it was originally. Has he picked up another car, or has he hiked into the woods? Nobody knows, but we do know that the shooting in Maine with its 18 dead bodies constitutes one of the worst of the 500... Yeah, that's right. 500 estimated mass shootings in 2023. That's 566. This according to the New York Post and MSNBC and other sources. We will get to that and the political implications. Of course, there is a much more significant for the world confrontation going on in the Middle East. U.S. fighter jets. Our jets, not the jets of our ally Israel, but the American fighter jets, launched airstrikes early today on two locations in eastern Syria that are linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Pentagon said, in retaliation for a slew of drone and missile attacks against U.S. bases and personnel. There are U.S. personnel among the several thousand who are stationed in Syria and in Iraq who were injured, some of them fairly seriously, by these Iranian attacks. That began early last week. The strikes reflect the Biden administration's determination to maintain a delicate balance. The U.S. wants to hit Iranian-backed groups suspected of targeting the U.S. as strongly as possible to deter future aggression, possibly fueled by Israel's war against Hamas, while also working to avoid inflaming the region and provoking a wider conflict. The spokesperson for the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, says that Israel is increasing its ground operation in Gaza, which had already begun as of last night. The IDF has also announced that it has eliminated three senior Hamas operatives. It has published their pictures. Ibrahim Jadba, who was a battalion deputy commander, Rifat Abbas, who was a battalion commander for Hamas, and Tariq Maruf, who was a combat support commander. These are people who no longer exist as living beings. Their spirit continues to hover over the confrontation. There's an important piece by Peggy Noonan that will be published tomorrow, which actually talks about Israel attempting to penetrate the fog of war, to get out honest and complete images of what the other side is doing. The question is, what's next? And we will be talking to Stephen Erlanger. He's actually based in Berlin, but he has written for the New York Times several important pieces about what happens to Gaza, even assuming that Israel achieves its announced goal for this particular war, which is not to reoccupy Gaza. The Israelis don't want to do that. What they want to do is to eliminate Hamas and the threat of Hamas. Then there is also the threat on U.S. campuses, where UCLA protesters have been accused of chanting that we want Jewish genocide. Did they really chant that? We'll play it for you and you can gather. They may have been chanting, "Israel, Israel, you can't hide. We caught you in genocide." This going on at UCLA, which is, of course, the major university in the second largest Jewish community in the United States. There are more Jews in L.A. than any other metropolitan area other than New York. Meanwhile, in that other large metropolitan area, Columbia University, a major donor to Columbia is cutting off his support because he says that students and faculty participating in anti-Israel protests at this time of rising anti-Semitism have beep for brains. We will get to that on the Michael Medved show. And the new Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Honorable Mike Johnson, has said that he will be finding the cuts in order to fund the $14 billion aid package to Israel that President Biden has asked for. And the Mike Johnson also told a reporter that, yes, he would favor a new funding package for Ukraine, which is very good news for the Republicans in the House, for the United States, and for people around the world who do not want to see the success of tyranny and murderous excesses, which is certainly true of the Putin invasion of Iraq, which is a genuine war crime. There are also fears that are worth describing concerning all the Iran-backed militias uniting from around the Middle East for a coordinated attack in multiple directions against the state of Israel. What happens with that? We'll be speaking with Danielle Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute about the terrorist funding of Iran and what the United States can do to try to head off some of that funding, let alone to stop authorizing it and practicing that funding. We will also be speaking to Rich Lowery, who has written an amusing and maybe insightful commentary about the Republicans in the House, even under their new leadership, which has soothed a lot of the tensions in the House of Representatives with Speaker Mike Johnson. But Rich Lowery of National Review asks a very interesting question. Do Republicans really want to be in charge? Do they prefer having this narrow minority? Or would they like to have a more commanding majority in the House of Representatives? And by the way, there are two candidates who are seeking re-election, everyone assumed, on the Democratic side who are pulling out of the House, helping what is likely to be a very close election again. We will come back with Stephen Erlanger of the New York Times, who is the chief diplomatic correspondent in Europe for the Times. It's a position he's held since 2017. He's based in Berlin. He writes a significant question on a significant question. The question is, okay, we know what Israel's goal is in the war in terms of the short term. It is to eliminate Hamas. But who will govern Gaza if they are successful in that noble and worthy goal? We will get to that with Stephen Erlanger of the New York Times coming up right here on the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Says it will destroy Hamas, but who will govern Gaza? That's the question in the headline of a piece from earlier this week by Stephen Erlanger, who is the chief diplomatic correspondent in Europe for the New York Times. It's a position he assumed in 2017. Before that, he was a bureau chief in Israel for the New York Times. That's some years ago. He writes about what next assuming even a success in the military mission by the IDF. Stephen Erlanger, what you make very clear in your column is there is no Israeli intention to reoccupy or to take command or control of the space of Gaza. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. I mean, that's their intention. They left, Israel pulled out unilaterally in 2005 without negotiating with the Palestinians, basically dumped the keys into the streets, and we saw now how that's worked out. But Israel has no interest in coming back to Gaza, no interest in reoccupying it. But if it is going to dismantle Hamas's military and its political power in Gaza, it's going to have to go in for weeks and weeks, I believe, and if not reoccupy it, then certainly seize control of it before leaving. Then the question becomes, what does it do with it?
Well, this also raises questions about the impact on the Israeli economy, on daily life in Israel. 360,000, mostly young men, have been called up from reserves. And I was speaking to my brother in Jerusalem. It's a very hard thing. It's a hard thing, obviously, for families. It's also very devastating in its economic import. So no one in Israel seems to want a long-term mission. They want to achieve the job of dismantling the Hamas ability to repeat the kind of nightmarish strike that Israel experienced on October 7th. And then there's even talk about the UN getting involved, or Macron was in Jerusalem recently, and he suggested a multilateral force in which apparently France would be willing to participate. Do you think there's any possibility of cooperating with international organizations and other countries in that kind of multinational peacekeeping operation?
There are a lot of possibilities. In 2014, which was the last time I covered a war inside Gaza, which is pretty awful, but nothing compared to what's going on now, there was a lot of talk and plans drawn up and ideas about how to remake Gaza and hand it over to a revived Palestinian Authority. It involved there was a UN organization called UNSO, which is the Truce Supervision Organization, which actually has a legal mandate still for Gaza, though it left in 96 after the Oslo Accords. And some people think, oh, well, we'll make Gaza a sort of UN, you know, stepchild, sort of the way Kosovo was after the war, and have all kinds of international peacekeepers. I think they'd have to be Western. I don't think any Arab country would be willing to peacekeep Palestinians. But it still doesn't answer the question, what do you do with Gaza? Who rules Gaza? Gaza is an orphan. Egyptians don't want Gaza. Anwar Sadat refused to take Gaza back. The Jordanians certainly don't want Gaza. The Israelis don't want Gaza, so who's going to take Gaza?
Well, the Palestinian Authority doesn't want Gaza.
Can the Palestinians do it?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
yes, but they were driven out in 2007 when they tried to broke a deal with Hamas, and the Palestinian Authority is much weakened since then, partly by Israeli policy. And Mahmoud Abbas, who runs it, hasn't had an election in a very long time, and is very unpopular. So if the Palestinian Authority comes back to Gaza on the back of an Israeli tank, I think it's not going to work very well.
So, again, looking at this from the outside, there's a piece in the Times today about some of the internal debate within the Israeli government, which now is something of a unity government. That internal debate is about whether to go forward with the ground mission at all, and if they do so, what its specific goals should be. should not that ideally, when they begin that mission, should they not have a very clear goal enunciated for the world, and being one that obviously the world could accept in terms of dismantling the Hamas machinery of death?
Yeah, well, the military has a pretty clear goal, which has been defined for it, which was to dismantle Hamas, Hamas's military, kill Hamas soldiers and the people responsible for killing 1,400 Israelis inside Israel, not in settlements. The political, you know, there's political division in Israel always, but it's been particularly stark in the last 9 months. Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister, is not very popular, and is much less popular now because of what happened on October 7th. And so he's created this kind of unity government, which basically is to run the war. There are divisions about where and how, but in fact, Israel's already gone into Gaza. They've been going in on the ground with raids for days now, and tonight even they've cut off communications inside Gaza, and they're hammering it very hard, and they've increased their ground incursions. People who expect, like, the charge of the Light Brigade don't really understand how this war is going to be fought. My guess is the Israelis will go in and out. They're trying to save hostages. They're trying to seal out Hamas defenses. I'm not sure, you know, you're going to have hundreds of thousands of troops pouring over the border in some big dawn raid.
You mentioned the hostages. You will recall that early in this process, there had been a Hamas announcement that they would execute some of the hostages and broadcast those images of those executions, which I'm sure would be nightmarish and brutal and torturous. What happened to that?
So far, nothing, I'm glad to say. They have released hostages. They released an American mother and daughter. I think they're trying to prolong all of this. They have at least 220 hostages. I think
so. We will see the results. Stephen Erlanger of the New York Times, appreciate your time. We will be right back with more on the Michael Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Roughly 900 troops being deployed to the Middle East to bolster U.S. force protection capabilities in that region. U.S. forces in the Middle East, meanwhile, encountering attacks from militias with ties to Iran. Brigadier General Pat Ryder says these assaults have involved the use of drones and rockets. The U.S. military reporting a Chinese fighter jet Tuesday came within just feet of hitting an Air Force B-52 bomber over the South China Sea. The Chinese pilot flew within 10 feet of the B-52, putting both aircraft in danger of collision. The United Auto Workers Union celebrating a tentative deal reached with Ford. The development could mark the potential end of the strike affecting Detroit's major automakers, which has gone on since September. Corey Myers, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Michael Medved show, there's a photograph that is circulating on the internet, which I just saw. It's a striking photograph. It's of a bookstore in Turkey, and I do not read Turkish, but they have a sign in front of the bookstore in English, and it says very simply, Jews not allowed. And one of the captions with which this photograph has been circulated is, this is not Germany of 1938. This is Turkey of 2023, one of our NATO allies, actually. And we actually have some audio, do we? Of the... The owner of the bookstore, honest to goodness, looks like Charlie Chaplin playing Adolf Hitler. Little guy with a nice mustache, and basically your Hitlerian grooming. The article that goes along with it is, the Jewish community in Turkey has raised concerns about rising anti-Semitism amid the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Hamas terrorist group. This, by the way, is very important, the way that that is worded. This is an ongoing conflict not between Israel and the Palestinians. It is between Israel and the Hamas terrorist group, which does not represent the Palestinians who live in elsewhere in the world, including in the West Bank. Karel Valansi, a columnist for the Turkish Jewish newspaper Salom, and the T24 news website, says that the Jews are increasingly being associated with Israeli policies. What we see from the rhetoric of politicians, the press, and the social media is this. In the perception, Jews are completely removed from the position of citizens of the Republic of Turkey and turned into ambassadors and extensions of the State of Israel. And the anger against that state is directed toward Turkish Jews, Valansi said. There still is a Jewish community in Turkey. It is one of the very few Islamic countries in which a Jewish community has survived at all. There used to be, of course, major communities in Iran, in Iraq, in Morocco, where there also are still synagogues that are open in Morocco. Turkey had a terrorist attack on one of the synagogues there a couple of years ago. So the idea of the anti-Semitism coming out, no Jews allowed in a bookstore, that may not be a complete surprise. Meanwhile, I got a terrific email this morning. And, okay, I'm prejudiced because the email came from my son. And Daniel Medved writes, and I'll just read it verbatim because it's a tremendously important point. He says, just a thought this morning regarding the ongoing horrifying events in the Middle East. In any conversation about the matter, I feel it's very important to highlight that Israel is not at war with Palestine or with the Palestinian people. We are at war with Hamas, an openly terrorist organization responsible for atrocities I won't enumerate here, because we all know and we all have been horrified by them already. When someone attempts to associate the events of October 7th with the broader conflict in the Middle East, they are thereby choosing Hamas as the designated representative for the Palestinian people. I don't think that that is fair or supportive of their goals. One can argue that Israel should negotiate and cooperate with Palestine to a certain extent, but how could any nation negotiate or cooperate with an openly terrorist entity like Hamas? And it is an entity that in its very charter that was established in 1987, quite a long time ago, that entity, that Hamas, is dedicated, its first goal is the destruction of Israel and the elimination of Israel, which they don't even call Israel, they simply call the Zionist entity. Meanwhile, Peggy Noonan has a piece that will appear tomorrow in the Wall Street Journal. And she says in that piece, this is about describing and showing and making things clear. In the fog of war, these things are never more essential. This week, she writes, we learned about the actions of Hamas. We learned it in large part because it wasn't enough that the terrorists did it. They had to memorialize it. Some of them wore body cameras and took cell phone videos. The Israel Defense Forces compiled a video record, which also included footage from Israeli security cameras and dash cams, and it showed it at a military base near Tel Aviv. Hundreds of journalists came. They were asked not to reproduce the 43-minute video, but were free to describe what they saw. Graham Wood wrote in The Atlantic, men, women, and children are shot, blown up, hunted, tortured, burned, and generally murdered in any horrible manner you could predict and some that you might not. A man and his young sons are in their pajamas. A terrorist throws a grenade into their hiding place and the father is killed. The boys are covered in blood, and one appears to have lost an eye. They go to their kitchen and cry for their mother. One of the boys howls, "Why am I alive?" and "Daddy, Daddy." One says, "I think we're going to die." The terrorist who killed their father comes in, and while they weep, he raids their refrigerator. An IDF spokesman at the screening was unable to say whether the boys survived. A terrorist uses a phone to call his family in Gaza. My brother Jonathan mentioned this when he was on our air. A terrorist uses a phone to call his family back in Gaza. "I killed 10 Jews with my own bare hands," he tells his father. put on mom. Your son is a hero. He tells them to open WhatsApp to see his pictures. Andrew Neal of The Spectator wrote on social media, other footage shows IDF soldiers beheaded with their lifeless corpses left splayed in the streets. The BBC noted the stark detail of the sheer horror. Hamas gunmen cheered with joy as they shot unarmed civilians on the road. There was an attempt to decapitate someone who appeared to be still alive using a garden hoe. The New York Times described a litany of images. An emergency medical worker pouring mineral water from a bottle to douse the smoldering remains of charred bodies that had been burned alive. Brutalized young women, one of them naked. Victims are seen gagged. Faces are frozen in shock and agony. Women's bones are broken, their legs twisted in impossible angles. It goes on. But it's important as background for a remarkable exchange that occurred on the BBC, where the Middle East correspondent Hugo Bachega didn't pull his punches when asking a spokesman for Hamas in Gaza, called Ghazi Hamad, about the earlier attack earlier this month. Listen. This will be coming up. We will play it for you as soon as we come back from the break. But what's remarkable is this political spokesman for Hamas, Ghazi Hamad, claims that there was no deadly attack. This is all you can link it to is it's like Holocaust denial. Because this just happened and the evidence is overwhelming and horrifying. We will get to the idea of October 7th denial coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Outrageous.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I was telling you a little bit about this interchange that is dramatic and needs to be listened to closely, because there's a Middle East correspondent who actually does a good job for the BBC, and the BBC has been very problematic in its coverage of the struggle in the Middle East. And one of the things that happened was that they ended up actually announcing a change in policy. They had, during the first 2 weeks with the struggle going on, they had described Hamas as militants. And there had been a very big push politically in the United Kingdom to have the BBC use the more accurate term, which is terrorists. And there are other terms that can be more specific, but terrorists will do. They're not just militants. So now they are described as terrorists, and you actually have a Middle East correspondent, Hugo Bachega. It's really a remarkable interchange, because he is talking to Ghazi Hamad, who is a spokesperson for Hamas. You can imagine that would be a kind of a tough job in public relations right now. But here is what the interchange sounds like on the British Broadcasting Corporation.
It was a military operation. It was directed for military purposes, for the military side.
So hundreds of civilians were killed.
Sorry. And for the military soldiers who imposed sanctions and collective punishment against our people. And I think from the first moment we declared that this operation was not directed to the civilians. But I can confirm and assure again and again that there was no command to kill any civilians.
You say this was a military operation, but the result of it was that hundreds of civilians were killed.
Because the area is very wide and there are many people there, and there was clashes and confrontation.
It's not confrontation. You invaded houses.
I don't have details what happened inside. But I can tell you that we didn't have any intention or decision to kill the civilians.
How do you justify killing people as they sleep? You know, families. How do you justify killing hundreds
of people? I want to stop this interview.
I want to stop this interview. And that was before he was asked about the 260 bodies that were found, some of them horribly mutilated and tortured. 260 bodies from the music festival alone. which they invaded with hang gliders and then started shooting, yes, using automatic weapons. I mean, 260, mostly young people, who had come out for a music festival celebrating peace. This is an unbelievable thing. The one thing that you can say about it is this attempt, this bold attempt, to try to say, no, we didn't have any orders to kill civilians, we weren't killing civilians. This is why that showing of that 43-minute video that the Israeli Defense Forces showed is so important, because this is very similar to Holocaust denial. In other words, the Holocaust itself is horrible enough, and the level of torture and cruelty, and yes, including killing very young children and babies and doing medical experiments and the rest of this Nazi house of horrors, it's bad enough that that happened. And the world did nothing. Did nothing. But what is worse is that there are people around, walking around today, who said, no, it never happened. When there are films and the best documented major crime in all of human history is the Holocaust. And the idea is that among themselves, Germans didn't deny it. And here, far from denying it, some of the, quote, Hamas warriors who killed old ladies and babies and mutilated them bragged about it. They took their own footage, which was used. Peggy Noonan, in this piece about piercing the fog of war with truth, she writes a couple of paragraphs that are very important. She writes, I end with the observation that we are seeing a fairly stark generational divide over all that's happening. Speaking generally, if you are middle-aged or older, chances are good you feel some sympathy for and old loyalty toward Israel. The young are more prone to antipathy toward Israel, sometimes accompanied by rage, sometimes by almost violent accusations against the colonialist oppressor state. At the bottom of today's progressive politics, there is bloodlust. They speak of justice and equity, but that's not what they want. They want dominance. It's all about the will to power. Progressive students have absorbed the idea that it's good to be militant in your views. It shows you're authentic. No, it shows you got the left-wing talking points. I was with a more peaceable group, writes Peggy Noonan, the other night at the Al Smith Dinner, the big annual bipartisan dinner of the Catholic Archdiocese of New York. One of the speakers, Mary Erdos, told the audience that anti-Semitism appears to be on the rise, and our friends need to know who's with them. There was an envelope at each plate at this Catholic dinner, she said. And if you open it, you'll find a blue lapel button. Wearing it is meant to show identification and affiliation with our brothers and sisters. Suddenly, at that madly noisy dinner, all you could hear was one sound. Envelopes being torn open and the sight of buttons being affixed. It was a great moment of making it clear. And that was also true in the Congress of the United States, where they voted to approve a resolution with only 10 negative votes, a resolution supporting Israel in this existential struggle of good versus evil. Who is at the very heart of that struggle on the side of evil? It is the Islamic Republic of Iran. And Daniel Pletka of the American Enterprise Institute is going to be joining us coming up to talk about the terrorist financing that goes through Iran. And there's also the story of UCLA protesters who were chanting either "We caught you in genocide" or "We want Jewish genocide," both fairly horrible. And the demands, which are remarkable, which we will get to, from the pro-Palestinian student organization at Stanford University that is considerably worse and even more bizarre than what you had at Harvard with those 30 organizations. As undergraduate and graduate students at Stanford, we demand, and demand in all exclamation points and capital letters, as you'd have in a Donald Trump posting on social media. Number one, Stanford must issue an explicit condemnation of Israel's war crimes and calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Number two, calling for Israel and Egypt to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza. Number four, calling on other universities and academic institutions to join Stanford in speaking out for justice. And they also insist that there should be no more purchase of Israeli products. Stanford provides dedicated resources for Palestinian and Palestinian diaspora students on campus. That Stanford establishes an investigative committee to correct the directives, faculty, and research initiatives contributing to the subjugation of the Palestinian people. How is Stanford going to respond to something like this? And that would be very instructive to follow. We will cover this story and much more with Daniel Pletka on the importance of Iran at the center of so much of this evil, and evil intent toward this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.